us, but also, are we going to allow ourselves to go for the more that God has for us? Because it's quite easy to settle for what you already know. This beggar was getting money all the time, and it would have been easy for him just to accept the little money that he was getting every week. And so the moment those guys said, silver and gold I do not have, if I was him, I would have said, keep moving along. You know, I don't know about you guys, but if you can't give me what I want, why don't you just keep moving along? Imagine, and I'll put it to you this way. You see somebody walking on the street. You see somebody begging, in whether it's the Kwinana Shopping Center, whether it's in the city, and they've got their hat out, which is normally on the ground. Imagine you stop there and you say to them, you know what? I don't have any money. I would say, keep on walking, because you're blocking the way for others to sort of like, give me some money. But he says, what I don't have. And so he was able to engage with them. And because he was able to engage with them, he got more than what he was expecting. And sometimes we have to engage with God where it becomes a bit uncomfortable so that we can get more than what we initially were hoping for. We have a few of our students here who have finished year 12. At the back, give me a wave. She's got her exams coming up. Give her a wave, yes. And my son Mandla as well finished. We've got another one. She's not here. And my son as well. They finished year 12 on Friday, and they're very happy. No more school. But I say to them, oh, you're in for a very rude awakening, because now life is about to hit you like a ton of bricks. School is good because it really cushions you from the realities of life. But once you get out of those gates for good, man, it's a tough one. And they have their graduation ceremony this afternoon. And you know what? It's important to celebrate milestones. I grew up in Zimbabwe, it was either you passed or you failed. There was no graduation ceremonies. That was just it. It was just black and white. You pass, good. You go to the next stage. You fail, well, to the scrap heap they'll push you. And my son and all my children, you know, it's part of, I guess, my family. You know, every family has got its own way of doing things. My family have been very good at giving lectures. My father was good at lectures, and I inherited that gene from him. I'm also good at giving lectures. And my son has got a lot of lectures about making something of his life. And so when he doesn't do right, I'm always on him. You got to make something of your life. You got to do something, clean your room and stuff like that. And so he probably is just hoping for the day that he moves out and he says, I don't have to have that man constantly be telling me stuff. And growing up, if there was a choice between being given a lecture by my parents or being smacked, I would have chosen, I would rather be smacked, because I will feel the pain and that's it. The problem with lectures is that they linger. And that is why I guess kids don't like lectures. I never liked them because, you know, when they started talking, they would go on and on and on, 20 minutes. Oh, look at what other people's children are doing. That was the saying that my father always used to say. It's just so annoying me. So you'd see something on TV that would come up, and it would be some kid who got an award for something, and he would always exclaim, look at what other people's children are doing. And we know that it was directed towards us. You guys are not doing anything, just like those other kids. Success in life is not guaranteed. Whether it may be in any sphere, relationships, we start off with the right intentions, but unfortunately, relationships can come to an end. You start off being married, everybody's happy on the day of the wedding, and then fast forward possibly a year or two, 5, 10, some even 40 years, then they sort of like say, you know what, we're calling it quits. However, whether it's financially, relationally, spiritually, there are things we can do to ensure that we fulfill the purpose for our lives. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, it gives us this. It gives us a description of two people, one who walks in one direction and another person who chooses to walk in another direction. And the scripture goes, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." A blessed man. This scripture starts off with such a positive, it's a positive affirmation. Blessed is the man. Now the Hebrew word Esher is here translated blessed, which has the idea of happiness or contentment. It means to be straight or to be right. And so in saying blessed is the man speaks of the happiness, the contentment in the life of the man or woman who is right or straight with God. So what I like about this is that blessed means being supremely happy or fulfilled. Who wants to live a fulfilled life? Everybody, yes. We all want to live a fulfilled life. Whether it's a short life or a long life, you want it to be fulfilled. And I know that when sometimes somebody passes away and they were young, they were in their mid-20s, and everybody says, "Oh, that's so sad. That person," which would be, of course it would be sad. But what if they've lived a full life? Fulfilled means a full life. Of course, it's about whatever purpose that you've been placed on the earth, whatever assignment that God has given you, you have fulfilled that assignment for your life. But it's not the length that matters. It's whether you have completed your assignment. This is why the Apostle Paul could basically say that I have run my race. I've done everything I could. I've poured out my life like a drink offering. And you know what? I'm ready to go. Because he knew that the purpose for his life was fulfilled. He knew that God had sent him to the Gentiles. That is why even when it was prophesied that Paul, you are where you are going, you are going to encounter difficulties. He did not run away from that. He continued to go because he recognized that this was the assignment of God for his life. I don't know about you guys. If somebody came and said some things over my life and said, "Where you are going, there's going to be some dangers," I would say, "Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not going anymore." That's just me. Because none of us really, who loves experiencing pain? Anybody loves pain? No? No, nobody loves pain. But because it was part of the assignment, he was able to go through what he needed to go through. And I like also about this, just this opening salvo from this scripture where it talks about, it doesn't say, "Blessed is the king," or "Blessed is the scholar," or "Blessed is the rich," but it says, "Blessed is the man." Means that this blessedness is attainable by anybody, by the poor, the rich, those who may feel forgotten and obscure. It can also tell us that it doesn't matter about where you are in your life, what mistakes you've made, but when you make the choice to live your life in a certain way, then that blessedness, that fulfillment, and that contentment is also available for your life. Amen? So success is not guaranteed unless we choose the right way. Unless we choose the right way. The question is, Just like we get to a fork in the road. Well, that's not a fork. That's a T-junction. Am I going to turn left? Am I going to turn right? Am I going to do it God's way? Or am I going to do it my way? Each of us has to make a choice about which way we would like to take. Do I take the hard way or the easy way? Sometimes it's better to, or sometimes we may feel that, oh, I would rather go the easy way because there is less stress. The unfortunate thing about the easy way is that down the track, there's a whole lot of stress. And so this, it presents two options. When we get to a T-junction in our life, it presents two ways of life, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. But the key subject is the centrality of God's word to the life and fruitfulness of the righteous who truly love his word. We cannot escape the power of the word of God. Just like the lectures, when we heard them, we did not like them. I never liked them. But as time goes by, and imagine you began to follow the advice or the words that were spoken in 15 or 20 years' time, you're jumping because you're like, thank goodness I listened to what my father said, or I listened to what my mother said, or I even listened to what my teacher said. And at the same time, how sad is it when you haven't listened and you've gone the other way, that there can be a lot of if-onlys. Two great thrusts flow from this. The importance and absolute necessity of the scripture. Now what I'm saying, so it's the importance and absolute necessity of the scripture and the changed character, stability, and fruitfulness the scriptures promise to those who make it the core of their lives. This is why when Joshua was faced with the task of leading the children of Israel, God didn't say, all right, Joshua, just go ahead and do your thing. He said, meditate on these words day and night and see to do all that it says, and then your way will be prosperous and you will have success. So there was a condition that if you want to be successful, you are going to have to choose to take in the word of God and make it the focal point of your life. Because when you do that, when you take it in and you don't just read it, you do it, then you will have success. And that is the important thing. It's not just about hearing and then just running along. You know, it's just like a man that says, I've read the Bible 20 times back and forth on my knees. And you might have, and it's quite easy to say, well, why don't you just get on a sofa and just read it one or two times? It's more comfortable. You can take the word in. You can mull over it. And it can make your life better. So the issue here is the centrality and the importance of the word of God. You see, Psalm 1 captures a teaching from the Old and the New Testament, because it's teaching that in the Old Testament, God teaches his people that one's choice will determine both the direction and the outcome of your life. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that thou and thy seed may live. Choose life. Opportunities are going to be presented to us, and we are going to have to make a choice. Do I take the hard way, or do I take the easy way? Do I wake up in the morning and go for the exercise, or do I sleep some more, keep snoozing the phone? Do I eat the fourth tub of connoisseur ice cream? Just eat and eat and eat? Or do I just do things in moderation? Because unfortunately, it's harder to resist ice cream. It's hard to resist sugar because it is nice. And food because it is great. But we understand that the constant consumption, I mean, my eating patterns have significantly improved in my life. I used to be probably have two steaks. I mean, I just used to go overboard. And I paid severely. I paid severely. But opportunities are presented to us each and every day. We have to choose. Earlier at the Fremantle campus, I just gave this example that, you know, when you've got one pair of shoes and one shirt and a pair of pants, obviously you don't have much choice every morning. Like, what am I going to wear today? You don't have that choice. But if you've got many pairs of shoes and probably 10 pairs of jeans, 10 trousers, you've got 50 blouses, now you're starting to think it becomes a headache. Oh my goodness, what am I going to wear today? Am I going to mix and match? So choice, whilst it's a good thing, it can also be a bad thing because now we are put in a quandary. Jesus then said in the New Testament, his message to the crowds was to choose the right way in life. Enter through the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there will go through that way. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few people will find it. Opportunities will always be presented to us. And so success is not guaranteed unless we watch, unless you watch where you walk, where you stand, and where you sit. There is a way that a blessed man will not walk, a path he will not stand in, and a seat he will not sit in. This talks of our interpersonal relationships. Your friends can make all the difference in your life. If you choose, if you're young, if you choose good friends, odds, this I can guarantee it. You have a better chance of succeeding in life if you've got good friends around you. But if you've got bad friends, you're in trouble. And for us that are a bit older, what we listen to, the people that we allow ourselves to be around that influence us the wrong way can create misery for us. So now we become more mindful about the things that we allow ourselves to be around. So this walking, standing, and sitting can speak of thinking, behaving, and belonging. The righteous man and the wicked are different in how they think, how they behave, and to whom they belong. And we have to understand that this walking, stand, and sit is really a progression of sin. We start off, you know, we're just walking with our friends, and then all of a sudden standing means we're spending more time with them, or we're spending more hours listening and watching things we shouldn't be watching, and that poisons our mind. And then sitting means now I accept, you know, I'm in fellowship with you. You never go to lunch with somebody that you're not in fellowship with, somebody that you're not in agreement with on most occasions. And so this is what we need to be careful of. So when you sit in someone's seat, you act like or you become what they are. So this means we are very careful now about what we're taking in. Is it taking me down the right path, or is it taking me down the wrong path? These associations that I have, are they for me, or are they working against me? Are they to uphold my beliefs and my values, or are they diminishing those beliefs and those values? Because guess what? Even at my age, if I hang around a group of friends that all they talk about is, that marriage is not, it's not that important, really. I don't really like, marriage is not a good thing. And I associate with these guys for a long time, and that becomes my association. What's going to happen is that it might not be now, but eventually I will start to look at marriage as not the principal thing, as not an important thing, because of the association of people that I have around me. Often, whatever. You can sleep around, do whatever, it's all good. But that's because of the association that I allow in my lives, that I allow in my life. And so now I'm careful that, and guess what we have to do? Is that the key thing in this scripture talks about choice, that I make a choice to hang around these people. I'm in a WhatsApp group. Is this being recorded? Good. No. I'm in a WhatsApp group, and so many people in there. I don't know. Some of them, they're from school. Some I don't know. But there's a lot of guys from school. And what I have to do on a daily basis, not even, I go to my WhatsApp thing, click on that thing that you click on, and I clear the chat. Because there are just some things in there that, they're not, when people say things, I don't want that kind of stuff. So I have to make a conscious choice to not allow certain things in my life. Because what happens is that, this is where we have to understand the smartness of the devil. He plays the long game. He'll wait for you until maybe you're feeling a bit weak. When you're at your lowest, ding, and then something comes up, and now I've got to battle with choice. So this is why the associations, the things I take in, and the things that I allow to influence me are very, very important. Success is not guaranteed. I'll wind this up now after this. Success is not guaranteed unless I delight in God's word. And it says, in his law he meditates day and night, which basically tells us all the time. You see, in Eastern meditation religions, they basically say the goal when you come to this association is to empty your mind. That's not the way the Lord works. The Lord wants you to fill your mind with his word. There's a difference. Empty, get everything out. The problem with getting everything out is that it can open you up to deception or some other stuff. But in Christian meditation, the goal is to fill your mind with the word of God. We start mulling over that scripture. Oh, what is this saying to me? And I'm thinking about it, and I'm just, it's tossing and turning in my mind. I have to allow it to fill me. And that is just a constant, I'm wrestling with the word. Ooh, what does this word mean? What does it mean for my life? Just like the cows, they keep eating all the time because they're ruminants. They got seven stomachs. That's possibly the only thing I learned when I was in high school. Because, is it five or seven? Five, huh? Five, yes. Yes, five. I don't know what's, yeah, anyway. And so, they eat as much of grass as they can, or hay, whatever it is. And then later on, they say what they call chewing the cud. And that's why you always find them, they're chewing all the time. And that is what we have to do with the word of God, day and night. And this thing, we have to understand the importance of it, is that Joshua was given a special assignment for his life. This was no Mickey Mouse leading two people or one person. It was leading a whole nation. And the instruction was that in Joshua 1 verse 8, can we bring that up? Joshua 1 verse 8 is basically saying, meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, every day and night, all the time, and seek to do what it says, because when you do that, then you will have success in your life. When you do that, when you meditate upon it. So success will come up for any of us if we take in the word of God. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. Not part, but all, for then your way will be made prosperous, and then shall you have good success. This is what it's promising us, that when we do this, when we choose to do things God's way, it's inevitable that we're going to be successful. And just like me, my battle has been sometimes the quiet time with the Lord. That's been my struggle for many years. I'm much better than I was. And you know, oh Lord, I want to go deeper. I want more. I want more of you. The only way that's going to happen is if you spend time with the Lord. That's the unfortunate part. Oh no, Lord, come on. Just fast forward things. Let's skip a whole lot of stuff and let me get to when I'm grown up and mature in the Lord. It takes time. And I'm just going to invite you all to stand this morning. I'll leave it there. Elta, could you just strum for us, please? God's desire is that each and every is fruitfulness in our lives. God's desire is for all of us to be fruitful in our lives. And he lays down the blueprint on how we can do that. This applies to our relationships. It applies to our finances. It applies to our health. The question is always, which path am I going to take? The hard way or the easy way? One thing we love is that we've been given the choice to make. But understand this, that walk the race that God has set out for you. Let that be the goal of your life, is to complete the assignment that you have been given by God. Man or woman, boy or girl, you've got an assignment. Your job is to work out, what is my purpose? And what is my assignment for the Lord? And I'm going to do it. I'm not going to compare to anybody else. And I'm going to take in the word of God. Because then and only then will success be guaranteed for me. Amen.